This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. An interesting experience we had as a family of practicing hospitality was an offshoot of going out for lunch to a local resort. While there, I noticed a group of internationals having lunch at a number of other tables. I turned to my wife and asked her if she would be open to my extending an invitation, if any of them would want to come to our home for a meal. Though surprised, she agreed. I found out who the leader of the group was and extended an invitation. We had 10 of them come. They were social workers from all over the world. Fortunately, they could all speak English. My wife, Myrrh, prepared a scrumptious meal, and we as a family had an interesting time as they told us about their countries and cultural differences. Having prayed before the meal, as is our custom, we were able to share with them something of our faith. We never heard from any of them afterwards, but we trusted that seeds of love and truth were planted in their hearts. I remember a missionary once saying, "God is fully responsible for the outcome or result of our obedience." One clear outcome we have observed is in the lives of our children. All 4 of them know Jesus as their Savior and Lord, have married believers, and have practiced hospitality in their homes. Our 12 grandchildren have observed this in their homes, and we trust will increasingly practice hospitality as well. Only God knows the lives who have been touched with the love and truth of Christ over the years. No wonder Paul wrote, "Practice hospitality." If you'd like to review these messages further, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.